We have held in Daf Chof Tes Amrao from Tafsir and Gemara entered to the Humi Boyle Lechalek Ben Erech Ish Li Erech Isha. That the reason why by Erech and how do we know to Mamaya to say that by Tumtum and Adrugnis they had not in the regular Parsh of Erechin, because the Posik says HaZocher V'yim Nekeva. But Mashma, just from the word Zocher and Nekeva alone, I would not be Mamaya to Tumtum V'Adrugnis. So the Kashrin of Yehuda before would be Mamaya from the word Zocher V'Nekeva to Mamaya to Tumtum V'Adrugnis. Talking more of Teretz, no, here by Erechin is different. Whom we boil in Lechalek ben Erech Ish li Erech Isha. Just from the word alone, me Zocher and Nekeva, I would not know to Mamayit. I needed to teach her that there's a chilek in the Parsha of Erechin between an Ish and Isha. Parsha Zukach, E lav, hey, without the extra hey, to Mamayit, we would not be Mamayit, a Tumtim. But by us, since it could have said the word Odom, Tishlachu, from the Chutz from the base of Migdash. Come and teach us this drasha. It says in the mission now that yotza mechutzachay mesuris. If the fetus comes out, either cut up in pieces, or else mesuris means comes out upside down, means the feet come out, then it's not called a leida until roiv of the body comes out. It's like this. Omer Rav Loza, afilu harashim mohin. That let's say it comes out pieces, even if the head is one of the pieces, it's not called a leida. Still, you have to have rove of the body to come out. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon no. Maleshonu v'leshen haroshim. Only if the head is not part of the pieces that come out. Avle roshim moim harosh poita. See, Rabbi Yechon holds like it's not only a din where the fetus like is alive or shalim, a complete body, even if it's chopped up. Still, when the head comes out, that's called the leida. Rabbi Lezer holds no. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Mishnah holds the head helps. That's only if the body is shalim, if it's a complete fetus. But where it's mechutach, then if the head comes out, that's not called a leida until rover the body comes out. Samar says the churul leima. Let's say piti shmul kemit legi. Rabbi Lezer and Merchan argues in Shmuel's halacha that what the yama Shmuel says like this: that ein harosh poita binafolim. That if a fetus comes out, a nafu means it's dead. It doesn't come out. It's not going to lie. It's not going to live. So then, even though the head comes out, that's not called a leida. But Shmuel says, when is the head called a leida? If the baby is going to live. But if the baby is called a nafel, then even though the head comes out, it's not called a leida. The Rashi says, Ein harosh poita binafolim, yotza rosh hanefel goin yoledis, tumim, lishiva yeh. So kids say that's not called a leida. Tomorrow says, not good. Tomorrow says, there's bisholim. If the fetus is a complete fetus, even though it comes out dead, even though it's a nafel, could be the kuli yamalit ligi. As it could be both Reb Lezer and Reb Yechon, both argue on Shmuel. And they hold, even though it's a nafil, still when the head comes out, that's called a leida. Keep thinking, where do they argue, Reb Lezer and Reb Yechon? Only the mechutach, where the fetus comes out in pieces. The ma'asava b'sholomu d'choshev, mechutach le'choshev. That's Reb Lezer holds. That only when the fetus is in one piece, then the head is choshev. But if it comes out in pieces, even though the head comes out first, that's not called a leida. Umas of Rabbi Yochanan holds, it could be mechutech na michoshev, no, even though it comes out in pieces, still the head is called a davar choshev, it's called a leida. There could be both of them argue on Shmuel, that where the fetus would come out sholem, complete, even though it's coming out dead, still if the isha has a shame leida, should be tomei as soon as the head comes out. There's in parentheses now, lishna achrino, time of the yotzim mechutich, only because the fetus came out in pieces, or in mesuris, or came out the feet first. Ha-kitikunet, but if it comes out regular, there's a sholem where the head come out first, even though it's a mace, it's a nafil. Ha-rosh poiter. If so, the tract is tevayah, left the both on hold from Shmuel, left to the Shmuel. The yama Shmuel, ain't a rosh poiter been a fallen. They both not hold like Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Ika demach, the law lai shmaita tobiyap in avshay. Some learn this halacha by itself, not on our Mishnah, they learn halacha by itself. Rashi says in Al-Kamina, where they learn on the Mishnah, learn by itself, is that the man limasti la masnisin mashma diyamachutich ko pligi, that the argument comes out in pieces. Vigla meimach their meaning, the bisholim could be where it comes out complete, then even Reb Lezer would agree that it does not hold like Shmuel, it's the rush with pata. But the one learns the Mishnah, this halacha by itself, it could be that the Ashol Nami Polik, it could be that the Blezos like Shmuel, that no matter what, any Nefil, the Rosh does not pattern. So be enough Gemina. So Rosh learns that according to this Loshin, that Ika the Masnu Lo, Loshmaita, Beapinavshis by itself, That what Omer Ablaza, Ein Horoish Keroi Vevorim, that the head is not like most of the body. So Rashi, according to this pshat, it could be, even though it's a nafli, even though it's a shalim, that Rabbi Elazar would hold mamish like Shmuel. And when do we say the rosh, the head is called a lady, if it comes out alive? But if the baby comes out mace, a nafol, then the head is not choshev keroi vevorim. You have to wait till rove of the body comes out, then it's called a lady. For Rabbi Yechon, no, harosh keroi vevorim, yes, that the head is fitted like the head, like the rosh, like major roi vevorim. Therefore, she has tumas lady right away. The Gemara says, the commitment that the argument is Shmuel, and Shmuel, like Rashi said, in Shmuel's halacha, that Rabbi Elazar holds like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechon argues on Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Tanan wrote in our Mishnah, Yotza mechutza choy mesuris, if the baby comes out in pieces or backwards, the head, feet first, it says, Misha Yotza ruba reza kiyalud. If the majority of the body comes out, then it's called the each other din later on. Now, midukama mesuris, since it says what, it came out backwards, I mean the feet first, mechlau de mechutza kedekunei. Mashmu is chopped up, it, when it comes out in pieces, then it comes out normally. Mashmu is even though the head comes out first. Okama, still the Mishnah says, Mishiyotza rubai, hareze kiyalud, isokashin of Yechon, sokashin of Yechon, and of course, Mashmu from the Mishnah, like Rebeleza, that if the baby comes out, mechutza in pieces, so even though the head comes out first, that's not called the leida, but though you have rove of the body coming out. So my answer is no. Omloch Rabbi Yechon, Rechon can answer like this and say like this. Omloch Rabbi Yechonon. Eima say like this without the Pshat in the Mishnah. Yotza mechuta chumasuras, together. The baby, the fetus comes out either in pieces or else the feet first. So it's like one case, but both of them talking about where it comes out, the feet first. But if the head would come out, could be maybe it is called a leda. But the more I have oi katoni, it says oi, mashmi, each one separately. Hochi kom, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Yotza mechutach. If the fetus comes out in pieces, oy shalom, or else it comes out complete. But v'zev v'zev, both cases of v'zev v'zev mesuris, both are talking about where it comes out feet first. Is mishden mishiyotza ruba reza kilud. Only then, when rove of the body comes out, then it's called the leda. But it could be if the head came out first and a chanami, that would make it into a leda. That's what the Yechon holds. Now the Gemara says, Omer, Rapor Popis says, Ishno Kitanoi. It's a Machloi Kitanoim at this point. Kitanoi. That it says, Yotza Mechutech, if the fetus comes out in pieces. Or in the Surahs, it comes out feet first. So, Mishiyotza Ruba raised the Hareyuk Yelud. When Roba, the body comes out, that's called Yelud. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Mishiyotza Kitkunai. When it comes out Kitkunai, means it comes out normal. So, Lechura, yeah. So, when Mishiyotza comes, the head comes out first. So the verse says, my comma, what does Rabbi Yossi mean to say? Omer HaPapa says, Hochi comma, this is what Rabbi Yossi means to say. Yotza mechuto chumasuris, if the fetus comes out in pieces, or the feet first, then mishu yotza rubai. Hareyu kiyalud. That's when you need the rove of the body to come out, then it's called the lay that took place. Hochi tikunei, what does that mean to say? But if the head comes out first, Rashi Yotkunei means derech roishoi. If the head comes out first, afilu mechutach harosh poita, Rashi says. The Gemara says, hokitikunai harosh poita. But if it comes out normal, the head first, even though it's in pieces, the head is called the leda. On this, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi yomer, mishiyotza ruba kitikunai. Rabbi Yossi yields no. Ruba, Rashi says, tavaya binava mechutach. That even though the head comes out first, it comes out kitikunai, still you have to have rubai. For you see, our machlekes, Reb Lez and Reb Yechon, is a machlekes tanoim here between Reb Yossi and the Tanakama. That Reb Yossi holds like Reb Lez, that even though the head comes out first, but since it's mechutach, it doesn't patter, and therefore you have to have a roiv of the body to come out. Now the Gemara says, Mask of Lor Zvid. Zvid asked a question like this: Mask of Lor Zvid, Mechlal. It's a proof then to say what, that the mesuris, that when it comes out feet first. Rubai nami loy poiter, that rove of the body would not pater. So Rashi says, Masu Azid means, the Terutse de Matatin leave the Rabbi Yossi, we want it to Rabbi Yossi. That Mechlaud and the Mesuris, Rubai nami loy poiter, Betimia, Rashi says, Echivon, the Rabbi Yossi, Lavat Yuka Koi, Ela Adiktoni, the Gavo, Yotze Mechutach, and Mesuris, Mesh Yotze Rubai. That Rabbi Yossi is only going at that Memro. That the Memro was, that if it comes out in pieces or feet first, it says there, Mishiyotza Rubai. Then it's called the Leda. And on that goes Rabbi Yosi v'yaloh koi to Rabbi Yosi v'omar. Afagav the north group, even though most of the body came out, v'inanamik at the kunoi. Still, the head has to come out first. So if that's Pshat Rabbi Yosi, it should come out then where the fetus comes out, where it's feet first, even though roll of the body comes out, it's not called a leidah. How could that be? What kind of sense does that make? Why should you have to have the head come out first? Once the robe of the body comes out, why shouldn't that be called a leidah? So that's the most kashik. And maskal of Rizvid, mechlal, according to we're learning Pshat and Rabbi Yosi, to the mesuris, if it comes out feet first, then Reuben Amun Leport, how could that be? Ah, your kaimlun, we hold all over the Rubik Kulai. Like nobody's going to say, even if the whole body comes out, it's not called a leidah. So what does Rabbi Yosi mean to say? That even though Rove comes out, that's not called a leidah. How could that be? We know Rubik Kulai. So more says rather like this. Ela Rav Omer Rav Zvit. This says like this. Omer Rav Zvit. That Ochi Koma. This is the pshat over here. That Rabbi Yosi is like this. Rashi says, El Omer Rav Zvit, that Rabbi Yosi had Yukut the Tanakama, because he's going to Dikut the Tanakama. The Yoma that it says, or the Kikunai, that means her Rosh comes out normal, the head first, the Rosh is pointer. Viyafa Gavino came out in pieces. So on this Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi is going back and says, no, the Rosh does not pop there, even though it comes out first, but since it's in pieces, at Shiyosat Kunai, Ukeshar Vlodis, Shiyotsan Lechayim. Avo, that's when do we say the Rosh pot is only a normal birth, when the baby's alive. Avo, Mechutich, Afilukat Kunai, even though it comes out normal, the head first, the head does not pot there. That's all Rabbi Yosi meant to say. But Avada, Rabbi Yosi would agree when Rove of the body comes out, that's called a later. So words like this, Elom Rezibet Hochikoma, Yotze Mechutich Umesuris, so Misha Yotze Rubai Hareyuk Yelut. So that's what the Tanakhama says. So the Diki is Hokut Kunai. If the head comes out first, Harosh Poita. That's what's much for the Tanakhama, even though it's Mechutich, it's in pieces. Rabbi Yosi Yemeno, Misha Yotze Kutikunai Lechayim. When do I say that the Rosh Pat is only that comes out when it's alive? But if the baby comes out, the Nefula comes out Mechutich in pieces, then even though the head comes out first, that's not called a Leida. The Gemara says now, Taninam Yochanan Lebesoza, Taninam Yochi, Yotze Mechutich Mesuris, if the fetus comes out in pieces, or else comes out feet first, so Misha Yotze Ruba Reze Kilut. When Rove of the body comes out, that's called Yilut. So Diik is Hork Tikunai, but the fetus comes out normally head first, then Harosh Poiter, that's what the Tanakhama holds. On this, Rabbi Yosi Yomino, Misha Yotze Tikunai Lechayim. When do we say that halacha that the Rosh Pat is only if it comes out alive? Now, when the baby comes out alive, a normal healthy baby, so then we say, what gives it a shame later? You don't even need the whole head. As long as rove of the head comes out, that's called a later. And v'yezeh rove roisha, what's called the majority of the head? So Rabbi Yosi Mereshi says, mishiyotze tedov. When the temples come out, the temple, the sides of your, or the sideburns like the temples, that's called a later. Avachonin mishum revishu roime mishiyotze padachtoi. When the forehead comes out, that's called rove of the head. V'yechem, some say, Mishir nor karni roisha, when you see the horns of the head, Rashi says it means goiva roisha sheitzalayrif. Like in the back of the head, the top part of the back of your head, like where the ball ends, like the back part there, the goiva over there, that's where it's called rug of the head. So that comes out of the isha, that's called the leida. Yeah, and this is what when it comes out of life. If it comes out of mace, or mechuta, that's the machlekes, if that's called the leida or not. Or could be according to everybody, even though we had according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Rosh Patis, but when it comes out of mace or an eifel, could be everybody agrees, it's only Patis when the whole head comes out. That's halach here that we say roiver of the head is enough, that's only for sure when the baby is alive. But if it's not alive, then we would not say roiver roish, as most it would be when the whole head comes out. Yeah. Now the Mishnah is like this. Hamapelis, when you do a mahu, when he shows a miscarriage, and she doesn't know what came out. She doesn't know if it was a zocher or was a mekeva, but she knows she had a vlad. So locher is a teisha le zocher and a keva. That she has to be lechumra, be noig as if it was a zocher or a keva, means the first 14 days she's tummy, then she only has yimei toyer until the 40th day like a zocher. What's going to be, ain you do it in vlad hoya? She had a miscarriage, but she's not sure what came out, whether it was a vlad or not. Maybe it wasn't even a vlad. She has no tumas later. Then the law is, or in vlad to imlav, then teisha vlazoch on the cable of nida. She has to be luchumer to say that the first 14 days she's tummy, that after that she doesn't have any yimei toyer, but rather she sees dam, then she has to be afraid maybe she's a nida, because maybe there was no later altogether. So it did not give her any yimei toyer, but rather only the first 14 days she has to be tummy like an akeva. Yeah. So clearly the question is, what does the Mishnah have to say that a zocher for? The Chura al-Zocher doesn't help you. The Chura just should have said, l'nikei ul-nida, that the first 14 days she's tamei, and then after that she's a din nida. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and asks this question. What does he have to say zocher for? That we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. Om Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Over a nohor, let's say an ish was going through a river, ve'pilin, she had a miscarriage. And Rashi ben Yudas Mash doesn't know what it was, whether it was a vlad, or whether it was tam a ruach, or a tam nofel, or im ruach sherei noflamai went into the water. So she doesn't know what type of miscarriage she had, whether it was called a lady or not. So it say he says a locher of Yeshua ben Levi that mevi a korban v'nechol, she has to bring a vade korban and the kohen can eat from it. What's going to be why? Because the svari is holach achar of noshim, go boss the majority of noshim. And v'roiv noshim v'lad mali yodin, most ladies, when they're pregnant, when they give birth, or have a miscarriage even, of v'lad comes out, not a ruach, not stam water. Tanan, we learn like this. Says na mishnein, you do it in v'lad hoya. If you do not know if it was a v'lad or not, she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage she had. So says na mishnein, teish l'zoch on kevel l'nida. So Marshman, there is a suffer that maybe it's not a lady altogether, and therefore she has to be cheshit for dam nida. The question is, amai, why? Amai teisha l'nido, what is after the 14 days pass by, do we say that she's tummy medin nido? Lema, why don't they say, rather, holach achar reiv noshim? For reiv noshim, vlad mal yodon. So we should for sure say it, most it was a zocher or a keva. So after 14 days, she should have yimei toyer, until the 40th day. So what's pshana mishnah that says that because she's a nido, that it wasn't a vlad? So tekashen imshur malevi. Samar says, mas nith in the case is, b'shlehuch sako uvra. That we never knew for sure she was pregnant. So therefore, it's like a suffix. That's why we have to be machmir, maybe she's a nida. So the Mavachi come in Shubalevi, when Shubalevi said, Mishkashuch Sakuubra, when everybody knew that she was pregnant, it was Nikr. And then we say, if she's Mapil, we say for sure she was Mapil of Lot. Toshma, come in here. It says that the Hema, she Yotzamalei, yeah, the Hema that left us when it was pregnant, full. Or boy, later the behemoth comes back, reconnaissance, the cow comes back, and it's empty. So we don't know what type of lady it had. So Abu Akhreya, the next kid it has, is Bechor Misafik. It is called the Bechor Misafik. That's Safik Mekdusha. Why? Because maybe the first one, Rashi says, Bechor Misafik, Shema Ziho Yevlad, for Abu Akhreya Veina Bechor, or Shema Ruach, maybe the first one was only Ruach Apila. And therefore the second one that comes out is a Bechor. So that's Lach of a Safik Bechor. So the Locher Zashi says that the Bailim eats it b'mumay, because how much mechayel over raya. The question is, amai, why? Amai, of yamai, holach achar roi behemoth, let's go after roi behemoth, roi behemoth, v'lad mal yodon. So we should say, since we know for sure this cow is pregnant, so we say, should say for sure it had a v'lad. And therefore the second kid it has, for sure should not be a b'chor. For your poshidu, and the second kid it has now should be a regular behemoth, and should be able to eat it, even without a mum. So Marin says, Omer Ravina, Mishum Dikalameima, Roiv Behemus Yodois, Dovra Poitim of Bechora. In Islam, it's like a true. Roiv Behemus give birth to something that passes you from a Bechora, like a true. But Umiyutan Yodis Dovishain of Poitim of Bechora. But there is a Miyat to give birth to a Ruach, to something that does not pass the second one from a Bechora. Now, Bechol HaYodis, whoever gives birth, is Metanfois. She lets out some shmutz, some dirt. Rashi says it means yom echod. Before she gives birth, she lets out some dirt, comes out from her. Some dirty blood, whatever it is. Vezu, this behemoth now, hoyev le'tinfo, since no dirt came out from her, is isra l'ruba. She's out of the roiv, and therefore we have a right to say the first one was not a real leidah, it was only a ruach. For the Gemara, that's true what you said. E kol hayodos metantos, if every behemoth that gives birth lets out some dirt first, is so hard, this behemoth then, midulai metanfa, since it did not let out any dirt, is Bechor Malyu. So that should be a proof for sure to not have it for its baby. It wasn't a Leda. It was only a Ruach. So the second one should be a Bechor Malyu. It's more so like this. El Radeim like this. El Eimo Rov Yodos Metanfeis. That most behemoths that give birth, Taka, let out the dirt first. Vezu, but this cow, Hoyo Voloitinfa, didn't let it out. Israel Aruba, it's not from the Rov. So therefore, we have a good start to say maybe what came out first was only a Ruach, was not really a Vlad. So if only in this case do we say the second baby it has is a Sofik Bechor. But if it wouldn't have been for this race, Kubla Kibshur Levi says that Stam Ishas or even Mehema, Rova them are Yoldos, are Yoldos. Nothing more says, Ki Osti Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said like this, that Moshe Reb Yosef Reb Chanina Toya, Reb Yosef Chanina asked the question about the Loch of a Toya. Pusun Tirashah that's a Masnisa, the Mari Bisha Toya Nisha that lost the count, she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's Yimei Tuma, Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, we'll soon see, but she doesn't know when she have birth to how long her Din Tumor is. So he asked a question about that halacha, but V'lo Yadana Matyufta is not sure what the Tuyufta was. In other words, when Rovin came, he said that Reb Yosef Chanina asked the Kashra on Reb Shua Ben Levi, that he said, you go boss a Roiv Nosher Mayodois of Lad Malya. So he asked the kasha of Nisalok of Toya, and it says he wasn't sure what the question was. My Tiyufta. Other one says, my, what kind of loch is it? Where is this loch about Toya? The Tanya learned like this. The Tanya learned like this. Isha sheyotza malaya. And Isha left the home, left the house, when she was pregnant. Or bore konis. Now she comes back to us, and she's no more baby. She's not pregnant anymore. The veil of Fanenu, she comes in front of us. The loch is like this. And she's not sure when exactly she had the Leda. She forgot, she doesn't know. And now she comes back to us. It's like this. Shloisha Shavuyim, the first 3 weeks, Tahirim. For 3 weeks, she's Tahor. For Yasara Shavuyis, then the next 10 weeks, Echot Tomei V'Echot Tahor. 1 week we say she's Tomei, and 1 week we say she's Tahor. Now, Mishamshas, this lady can live with her husband, Lior Shloishim V'Chomish, the night going into the 35th day, that's all. No other day. U'madvilu nois, we make her go to the mikvah, Tishim V'Chomish Tvilus, 95 times she has to go to the mikvah, Divrei Bisham, these are the words of Bishamai. And Beisilim, Beisilim says, no, Beisilim Leimrim, Shloishim V'Chomish, only 35 times. So this sheet is a going now that Tvilah Bizman Mitzvah means at the time when the Isha is supposed to go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to go then. So even though it's a suffix, whether you're Torah or not, still you should go. Like Lamash, let's say she was the Yoledis. So after 7 days, she gave birth to a Zohar, after 7 days, there's a mitzvah, go to the mikvah. It was in the cave after 14 days. After the 40th day, after the 80th day. So it's a mitzvah to go. So even though Minasofik still she's Tamei, we tell her she should do the mitzvah Bismana. So let's soon see, according to Beisham, it comes out 95 times. According to Beisham, it comes out 35 times. We have Yosef, if you don't even know, he holds Dayil at Tefillah Shtei Bachreina. He holds, no, we don't offer this war of Tefillah Bizman and Mitzvah. It's not Stam a Mitzvah for her to go to the Mikvah. She only goes to the Mikvah when she could become Tor. So only at the end of all the days, after these 14 weeks, at the end of these 13 weeks, then we'll let her go to the Mikvah. But before, there's no purpose to go to the Mikvah. Rashi says like this. Rashi says the case is that she came to us at the end of a while. The Vila Fenerah says, Kolayim, Mishabola Fenenu, Yashvalo Shloisha Shvirim Tayrim, Mikol V'chol. That the first 3 weeks she has to be torn not to see any dam. V'chol Eith, V'chol Im Yoyim Bo, V'loidokia Kuli Haid Yoyim, but the first day she comes also included? Yeah. Then the next 10 weeks, 1 week is Tomei and 1 week is Torah. The Moral soon explained everything. Nothing worse is like this. So what is this? Bishlem is very good. Shvuyah Rishayna Lemeshemeshes. The first week she has no right to live with a husband. Eima Yilad a Zohar. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth to a Zohar and she's Tomei for 7 days. So even though she doesn't see any dam the first week, still we say she's Tomei. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth just yesterday. Therefore, the next 7 days, she's Tomei. Shvuah Shniyah, the second week, even though she doesn't see any dam, also, we do not let her live with her husband. Eima, we say, you let us make Eva. Maybe just the day before she came to us, she gave birth to a girl. And therefore, for the next 14 days, she's tamei. So the first 2 weeks, she's tamei, she can't live with her husband. Shvuah, what about the third week, though? Who are talking about the first 3 weeks, she doesn't see any dam. So what should be wrong? Let her go to the mikveh after 2 weeks, and she should be mutter to her husband. Terah says, no, you have to be afraid. Ema, maybe she gave birth the day before she came to us, and it was, you led this mikveh b'zoy, maybe she gave birth to a mikveh, and she was a zover then. Like before the leder, she saw 3 days, during the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus. And she saw them before she had a pregnant, her labor pains. So therefore she had a din zover on her. And the loch is, if she had a din zover right before she gave birth, so then the first 14 days that she's tummy, machum was a din leder, mekeva, that does not help for the zayin nekiyim. It's after the 14 days passed by, then she first has to sit another 7 days to have zayin nekiyim. That's how we say the first 3 weeks, even though she doesn't see any dam, still she's tummy, she can't live with the husband. So that's what it says here. Maybe she's the other's bezaivi. Yeah. So therefore, it's good why the first 3 weeks she comes to us, even though she's tor, she doesn't see any dam, still we say she can't live with the husband. Elo, the question is like this. Shvuah revi, the fourth week, why not? Why can't she live with the husband the fourth week? Here in the Brice it says, only the 35th day she can live with the husband. That's at the end of 5 weeks. So the question is why? So what's wrong with the fourth week? So as Alpha Gav the Kuchazi Dam, even if she would see Dam now this fourth week, is a Chura Teshamish, she should be mutter to live with her husband. To Adam Toyeru, like the fourth week, even if you want to say she gave birth to a Zohar, but she has Dam Toyer to the 40th day. So the third week is only now the 21st day, even if she sees Dam, then she should be Tor. What's the reason why we say she can't live with her husband the third week, the fourth week? Love isn't the reason, Mishum Deleazdina Basaruba. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the lady she had was not a good lady. Maybe she didn't give birth to a nefesh, she gave birth to a ruach, that she has no din lady. And therefore, she sees dam now during the fourth week, we say she's tamei. So here's the kashan in Mishum Belevi. If you say, here we're talking about this Isha left the house when she was pregnant. So if you say, Rov Noshim, give birth, so go bust a roiv, she has a din lady, so now the fourth week she should be mutter to her husband. And since it says here in the Brisa she's also to her husband, it's a right, we did not go bust a roif. Samur says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? If so, Elamai, lo yadano, my tiufta. So what did he mean to say back before? He said before, the Meister was what says what when Rovin came, he said that Rabbi Yosef Achlini asked a question, but Rovin did not know what the question is. So according to this, why didn't Rovin know? The court's a very good question. But he asked a good question, I'm sure Malay, if he said, go bust a roif. So she had a din yoledes here, so the fourth week she should be mutter to her husband. So what do you mean to say you don't know what the question is? It's more like this. The reason why I didn't know what the question was like this, because it's a simple answer. Ema, what am I say? The pshat is, she came back now. We do not know when she gave birth. We have to be afraid maybe she gave birth 3 weeks ago, or she gave birth 4 weeks ago. So even though she gave birth to a zocher, it's true, like Mishur Malevi says, Rov Nostrum that are pregnant give birth. So of course this lady had a good birth. And she had a din Yimei Tum and Yimei Taira. But now, this fourth week, you have to be afraid, maybe test by rate of the Yimei Taira. Maybe she gave birth 5 weeks ago. And it's after the 40th day already now. So that's why she's also to her husband. Not because she don't go bust a rave. Avada, we do go bust a rave. But still, Ema, let's be afraid. Harchika le dosai. Maybe she gave birth way before that now when she comes to us, this third week, the fourth week, is after the 40th day already. Good, so that's why it's not a kasha on Yemeshua Belevi. But now we're going back to spring of Brisa. So far we understand why the Chumrah, the fourth week, she can't live with her husband either. Now, Hach Shvua Chamishe, the fifth week, to Toyeru, the Chumrah, if she's Torah, she doesn't see any dam, to Shamish, why can't she live with her husband? So Mora says, no, Hach Shvua Revi, this fourth week, over Tchilas Nida, like this fourth week, the pshat is maybe it ended now, her Yimei later, like maybe she gave birth to a Zohar, and the 40th day passed by. And as she sees now the end of this fourth week, that gives her a Din Nida. So that's why the whole fifth week, she's Tomei Mach was a Din Nida. So Mora says there, Misafka Misaif later, over Tchilas Nida. Therefore, the Esrim Vitimia, for the Gemara, Kasha still, the Yesam Vatim, the 28th day, Gufa, in the Mosul, the Yesam Vatim, the 28th day, means the beginning of the fourth week, Eim aguf atchilas nidahi. Maybe that's the beginning of the nida. She sees dam now, that's the end of the 40th day of Leida, and now she starts to be a nida. And therefore, boy lemesa, shivul nidasa. She has to wait another 7 days to become tor from a tumas nida. So that's why the 5th week she's also to her husband. But the esrin v'chadimakash is still the esrin v'chad, the 21st day to Shamish. Why can't she be Mishamish the 21st day? Look, we're at the end of the 3rd week. Like even it's not to say that she was a Zava, but a Zava, the 7th day, can go to the mikvah already. So on the 7th day itself, look, we're then she should be taught, she'd be moved to live with her husband. So why can't she live on the 21st day? Even if we're talking about the first 3 weeks, she didn't see Dan. So the first 2 weeks, she's telling Machmas later. The 3rd week, she's telling Machmas Zava. But when she finished the 21st day, that's the last 7th day of the 3rd week, she finished the Zayin Nikiyim. So why can't she live with the husband on the day of the 21st day? So we're also in Echnami, but Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom that he holds also last us came. Midirabon is also to live with your wife if she was a Zav on the 7th day. Even though she went to the mikvah, and Midiraisa she's torn now, but Midirabon, we don't want that to happen because Shema were afraid, Tovla de Sofik, Liyurta. Sophic means maybe after she lives with her husband, she'll see Dam again that day. And then it'll be Saiser, all the Zayin Nikiyim. So it's like she was never Tor. So therefore, we don't want to live with her husband until the end of the 7th day. So Moses is very good. Liurta to Shamish. So let her live with her husband, though, the night going into the 22nd day. Like after the 21st day passed by, after the Zayin Nikiyim passed by, let her live with her husband that night. So Moses says, the Torah says, Kishirosa Berev, we're talking about not that she saw Dam on the 4th week, the first day by day, but even that night, the first night she saw Dam. So that's the case here, that's why she can't live with the husband. So that's the husband of Bryce, why the first 3 weeks she's also, then the 4th week you have to be afraid maybe she's a Nida, and only the 35th day, the after the time she's Matibil, so she can live with the husband. Now it says, according to Beishamim, at the end of the 7th day, you have to go to the Mikvah.